Senator Tom Cotton, I know you dropped off while we were playing that soundbite from spokesperson Admiral Kirby, but essentially, did you hear his rationale for paying the $400 million?
Yeah, Brian, sorry about that. Greetings from the mountains of Arkansas, where it tends to happen sometimes. I didn't have to hear the audio, though, to know what they've said. The money that they paid back in January was clearly a ransom for American hostages. I said so at the time, as did many others. I also said the predictable consequence of paying ransom to terrorists sponsoring Ayatollahs would be more American hostages, and that's exactly what Iran has done in the interim. More amazingly, though, we now know that this truly is like, you know, a gang transaction, you know, palletizing, you know, stacks of euros and francs flying in men under the dead of night of Iran specifically to avoid international sanctions on Iran. It's amazing to me that the United States government do such a thing.
Here is more from Kirby on he's pushing back on you. This is an interview with Bill Hemmer, who's also here. Cut 53.
This is from the Wall Street Journal report. This is very important now, okay? Because in its story today, it talks about Iranian press reports. And straight out of Tehran, they've quoted senior Iranian defense officials saying it was a ransom payment. Now, are they wrong?
Yes, they are. They're absolutely wrong, Bill, completely wrong. And you can believe us, who talked about this on camera and on the record since January, or you can believe an unnamed anonymous defense official from Iran. You choose who you're going to believe to be more credible.
Who do you believe, Senator Cotton?
Well, the Iranians are correct about this. It is a ransom payment. Let me be perfectly clear. John Kirby and John Kerry and Barack Obama and many other senior officials have been lying to the American people about the nuclear deal with Iran for months and months and months, and they are lying once again. This was a ransom payment in which you had been taking probably small, unmarked bills, palletizing them, and flying them to Iran in the dead of night. It was a ransom payment then. It's a ransom payment now.
Senator,
the consequence is that more Americans are being held hostage.
Why there have been three taken hostage since January when this deal went down. Why cash? Now, I know we can't give them American dollars, but why, when you know you cannot control where that money goes, does it go into the Quds Force? Does it go into Iraq? Does it go to Hezbollah operating out of Lebanon? Why do you concede a cash payment when I believe, based on international law, you could have made a wire transaction through a bank in Switzerland if you thought it was justified?
Yeah. I mean, Bill, your question answers itself. They transferred cash specifically because they wanted to avoid any potential scrutiny and probably any paper trail. Who deals in cash? Who deals in such large amounts of cash? Drug runners, terrorists, money launderers. That's the kind of people that deal in cash. And now the United States government is giving $400 million in cash to the world's worst state sponsor of terrorism, specifically so they can mislead the American people and mislead Congress and continue to placate these Ayatollahs for any demands they want. But who's to say they haven't transferred more cash in the meantime? Remember, this is only a quarter, or less than a quarter, of the ransom that they agreed to pay.
Didn't you ask that, Bill?
He had no more details, and he said he wasn't sure how much more or when it would happen. No,
Senator,
he offered nothing on that.
For people who don't dive into the details like you do, they watched the DNC and they said, wow, they capped Iran's nuclear program without firing a shot. In reality, what did we do with this agreement?
Very little, Brian. The nuclear deal with Iran was the Ayatollahs giving us the sleeves off their vest. They mothballed or otherwise closed down parts of their program that had proven unfruitful, or they put delays on them where they already knew for scientific and technical reasons those delays would take that long before the other parts of those programs could become effective. But they still have a vast nuclear infrastructure. They still have thousands of centrifuges that they are continuing to work on and perfect. The limits on things like their centrifuges and other advanced research come off in a mere 8, 10, 15 years. There's now some talk of secret agreements that would let them come off earlier. And in the meantime, they got over $100 billion in sanctions relief. And now we know $400 million on the side in cash to continue to foment their reign of terror around the Middle East and across the world.
Senator, who's doing the inspections?
So IAEA is doing them, but let's think about what that means in practice. the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to send a handful of scientists, you know, probably Scandinavian, Japanese, Korean scientists. They're going to land at Tehran. They're going to be monitored by Iranian intelligence. They're going to be wandering around the desert in a country 2.5 times the size of Texas, looking for things that could fit in something the size of a basketball court, all subject to Iranian monitors. That's not exactly the most robust kind of inspections that we were promised at the time.
Why do you think they were so urgent to get this deal done?
Well, I think Barack Obama fundamentally wants to change our alliance structures in the Middle East, and he wants to largely disengage from that region. And he is viewed, as he has now said on the record, Iran as a legitimate regional power that should be respected and have a kind of cold peace that they share in the Middle East with some of their adversaries, some of our allies, countries like UAE and Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Israel, and so forth.
Do you think he wins any favor for that from Tehran?
No, absolutely not. As is usually the case, when you appease aggressors in the world, then those aggressors only become more aggressive. And that's what's happened consistently over the last year. Iran has not become less aggressive. Iran has become more aggressive. And Barack Obama, contrary to what he said, that he would act to constrain Iran, has actually consistently looked the other way and turned the cheek and let them become more aggressive because he is more invested in preserving this awful deal than he is in defending America's allies and our interests in the region.
Has their behavior changed since this agreement was put in place?
Yes, their behavior has changed. It's gotten worse. They continue to get more aggressive in their support for Assad's regime, their alliance with Russia, their support for terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Hamas, the Houthi militia in Yemen. They continue to make threatening maneuvers against our aircraft and our ships in the Persian Gulf. They even took hostage 10 of our sailors and humiliated them on camera in violation of the Geneva Conventions and the law of warfare. So their behavior has changed since the nuclear deal with Iran. It's gotten worse.
And lastly, Senator, thanks so much for scrambling to help us out. You see what's happening right now with Hillary Clinton. Now we have a second Benghazi dad who has come out and said, Hillary Clinton told me to my face that this was because of a film. We're going to put the producer of this film in jail. That was the reason. That backs up Pat Smith. What does that tell you?
Well, I always believe the parents of the four Americans killed at Benghazi, not only because I think they are extremely trustworthy and believable, but Hillary Clinton is the opposite of that. She continues to lie about almost everything related to Benghazi and her email server. Over the weekend, she conducted an interview where she lied about the lie she told. She lied and said that Jim Comey had exonerated her statement, that they were truthful. So it's not surprising to me that more parents of the four Americans killed at Benghazi are confirming the story that we all have known for a long time, which is that she looked at the faces of the families of fallen Americans at the repatriation ceremony for their remains at Andrews Air Force Base and lied to them for political gain.
How do you think Donald Trump has done the most he can to capitalize off these revelations?
Well, he certainly should focus on Hillary Clinton's lies and her failures and the policies that she pursued as Secretary of State or will pursue as president that will make this country less safe and less prosperous.
Has he done that?
Not enough. Obviously, you know, Donald Trump over the last few days in particular has gone off on some detours. And unfortunately, that's distracted attention away from some of the issues that really matter to Americans, like this ransom payment in cash to Iran, like the economic report that showed that we are in the weakest economy since World War II, like Hillary Clinton's lies. That's where his attention should be focused.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not. Senator Tom Cotton, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.